Have you seen this kitchen? I think Uncle Brown's gonna need to hire a maid.
Why? He's got me and you.
I think he bit off more than he can chew, though, turning my granddad's house into a retirement home. Mm-hmm.
Brown, hurry up! I'm out of uniform!
Oh, shut up, Colonel. You don't need no pants. You're retired. And close your flap on your boxers. Women in the house.
I don't mind.
If you, I'm so tired. I ain't had sleep in 2 days. Sasha, can you wash them for me?
Brown, these are dirty.
Hey,
come on.
Uncle Brown. My wife is not your maid.
Nephew, please. I got too much to do. There's too many people in here. I gotta cook breakfast. I gotta wash clothes. I can't do everything, and I don't know nothing about breath and no baby. You're just too much. Please. You gotta help your uncle. I don't know what. The whole house smells like liniment and cabbage.
All right. Fine. I'll do it.
Thank you. Nephew, I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you turned out all right.
Thanks,
Because you know, we didn't think you was gonna make it when you was born. Yes, your mama drank clean up until that minute she had you. When she was pregnant with you, she was getting ready to have it, she just take a drink and push. When you was born, your head was so big. Did you know you had a grown man head? I think he had big head of lighters. Your head was so big you could run fat. Go! You were so good. I'm glad you grew enough hair to cover your head.
Hey, Sasha.
Oh, hey, Carmen.
I need a favor.
What's up?
I have these two wonderful kids that I'm trying to place in a home, and I am having the hardest time finding one.
Well, why? Are they special needs, or?
No. The 8-year-old Joaquin, he's a doll. His sister Brianna is a little bit of a handful, but their mother's in jail right now, so I really need a home for them.
Poor babies.
But I was thinking, since you're a respite care provider, maybe you and Will can take them in for a bit?
Oh, Carmen, I could, but not for another couple of weeks. We're still moving into our new place.
Oh, hey, Sasha. Hey, Carmen, how you doing?
Hey, Cora, can you come here for a minute?
Oh, sure. What's going on?
Carmen was just telling me that she's got two foster kids that need a place to stay.
We have a lot of space here, but maybe I can talk to Mr. Brown. I'm sure he wouldn't mind helping some needy kids.
No, I think he's got his hands full with the people that are already here.
Hey, Megan, move out of the way.
What's a mean old man?
Oh, that's my security.
Well, Miss LaRue, we're going live in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I'll be ready, darling.
Where is this going to play? On an ancient history channel?
No, it's a local talk show.
They're remaking Mississippi Mud. It's the film that made me a star.
Your ratings just hit an all-time low.
And we're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Good morning, ATL! I'm standing here with film legend Miss Daisy LaRue. Now, do you know who she is? Because I don't, but hey, it's a slow news day, so we gotta start when we can. Miss LaRue, say hello to the ATL.
Oh, hello, darlings. Oh, I'm so happy to be invited back on your show, Arsenio. Woof, woof, woof.
I am so sorry. I didn't know I had an interview today.
London Shanton. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest this morning, the DUI diva herself, London Sheridan.
Hi, Ellen.
I'm not Ellen.
But you have the same haircut as her. Oh, well, anyways, so I just wanted to tell you that obviously you can tell I'm adjusting well to prison life. And, you know, this whole community service thing is really a trip once you get used to living in the hood.
London!
Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant to say ghetto.
Get out of here, you untalented, derivative little porn performer.
Hold it right there, Maud. I have talent.
Oh, I've seen your talent. The Colonel showed me your little homemade video.
You saw that?
Research.
Well, can this just wait until after my interview?
Your interview? They came here for me.
Why would anybody want to see you? You're not even famous. You haven't even been arrested.
fix that when I murder you.
Bring it on, you has-been hag.
I'm ready, you little trust fund trollop.
You had some pudding, I'd be in hog heaven.
Well, it's old fool versus new fool. Back to you in the studio, Mark.
Go to the corner. Oh, we used to tear that song up in
Mr.
church.
Mr. Brown, you was tearing it.
Oh, I know. I used to sing that in church. I got away.
Mr. Brown, you sounded wonderful.
Yes.
I'm so tired and fat.
Wait a second. Have you been losing weight?
You can tell me. You can look in the shirt.
You've been shrinking.
Look at his stomach. You ain't been this complimentary since I baked you them double stuffed cookies. What you want?
Okay, Mr. Brown. Carmen just had these two children. She need to come over for a while.
Mm-hmm. How young and what is a while?
Oh, you won't even notice they're here.
Not at all.
Oh, as long as y'all watch them, if they come in for a couple hours, y'all take care of them.
No. It's going to be more like a couple of days.
Yeah.
The devil is a lot. No, they can't come. Children alive when you look at them and they too noisy. No, the Bible says, suffer little children that come unto me. If they come unto me, they're gonna suffer.
Mr. Brown, wait, now you know Jesus said, let the children come unto me.
That's right. He said, let them come unto him, not unto Brown. The Bible also said there are many mansions in heaven. There are mansions, houses, condominiums, and apartments. Let them find one in heaven, Cora. Nope.
Oh, well, that's all right, Cora.
Yes.
I guess they're just gonna be sad and alone at the end.
Yes.
Just like the sweet baby Jesus, who was all up alone in the barnyard. The cows and the chickens and the porcupines. Well, poor little children.
Yes.
You talking about baby Jesus?
I'm talking about baby Jesus.
The little baby Jesus.
Yeah, little baby Jesus.
Not the big one, but the little one. Mary's baby Jesus.
Joseph and Mary, baby Jesus.
Joseph's a stepson, baby Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't have them kids. Then they'll be out there sleeping alone in the manger, wrapped up in swaddling clothes.
You mean in a manger in swaddling clothes, Mr. Brown?
Cora, don't correct me in front of nobody. I'm telling this story. I can't have them kids sleeping out there with the coyotes and the chickens. All right, y'all. Bring them unto Brown.
You're going to be rewarded in heaven for this, Mr. Brown.
I want to be rewarded right here. Give me at least $50 for their rent, and give me at least 24 hours notice before they get here.
My purse is in there.
Give me your $50.
Hi, Mr. Ron.
Oh, isn't it cute?
Cora, you looked me dead in my face and lied to me. I ought to put you over my leg and I ought to snatch a knot on your butt. That'll take all day, Cora. I'm not going to do that to you.
this is Joaquin.
Hi.
Hey!
And this is his sister, Brianna.
Oh, they sister and brother?
Yeah.
Oh. Cora, they must have different daddies.
Mr. Brown.
Oh, hey, Brown, love the kids. Yes. Look at you. Oh, you just glowing. What y'all want to do? Y'all want to get something? What you want to do?
Eat.
Cora, I told you, next thing they gonna want, you want water too, don't you? Well, swallow your spit, Cora. That's all they do is gimme, gimme, gimme.
I love you too, Brad. Yeah. What's Angie gonna think of that? But you have like 25 babies and I don't want to be a mommy yet. Okay.
London, darling.
What?
Darling.
What?
Don't you have a charity event at 7?
Yeah? Oh, I'm being honored tonight. Why, what time is it?
Oh, 6:59.
I thought I told you not to let me oversleep.
Oh, I must have forgotten. We geezers do that, you know.
Well, I'll check my makeup.
Oh, no, darling. Let me see.
Oh,
you look perfect. You're such a natural beauty.
Well, thank you. That's so sweet. Yeah, I have a big event tonight. It's gonna be on TV and everything.
Oh, well, you don't want to miss that.
Oh, no. I'm being honored tonight. I'm the vegetarian of the year.
Well, let's don't forget your jacket.
Okay. Are you sure this looks okay?
It's perfect, darling. You've never looked better.
Okay. Well...
Man, everybody here's so old. It's like living in Jurassic Park.
Who you calling old, son? Don't you know children should be seen and not heard? Go outside and get me a switch.
We are outside. Yeah. This is our 4th foster home. It's kind of scary always moving someplace new.
You'll get used to it, son. You know, I was dropped out of a Huey in Nam in the summer of 66.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and Charlie was all around me.
Who's Charlie?
The enemy, son, the enemy! He was all around us. They had us covered. They captured Jennings before he could get a shot in. And my best friend, Leo, he walked into a tank and boom! Next thing I know, I was picking pieces of him out of my hair.
Colonel, your queen is too young to be hearing them kind of stories.
It's Joaquin.
Your queen, why queen, whatever queen, just you too young to be here.
Go on, Colonel. Then what happened? Did you kill anybody?
Well, I haven't killed anybody lately. But I got somebody in mind.
Order ready! Yeah, let's go get some ice cream. Come on. Yeah, we're gonna go check on Corey and your sister. Come on.
She's not here.
What did you say, Maureen?
Brand said she's not staying. She left an hour ago, sir.
As you were, young man, back up. You be my shield.
In other news, celebrity diva London Sheridan showed up last night at a charity event for the National Vegetarian Association, wearing a jacket with the words "Eat More Meat" written on it. Miss Sheridan was chased out of the event by a crowd of angry vegetarians and 2 hungry vegans.
You evil little trap!
Good morning. Did you sleep good?
This is a dress I wore in The Devil and Deep Blue Eyes. How could you do this? How could you do this?
Aw. Payback's a bitch. Anna made 3 more like it.
You evil little girl. I'm going to kill you. Is there anyone you'd like to call before you die?
Is there anyone you'd like to call before you die, Lucy? Maybe Ricky?
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Someone called for you yesterday. And let me think. It was Warner Brothers, and they said that they wanted to use you for their next movie. But then I told them that you died 40 years ago. Oh, that was your career. What are you doing?
I am looking for knives.
Why?
Because I want to kill you and I want it to be very, very painful. All right, I don't care. I'll do it with my hands.
What is it?
Wait.
There's only room in this house for one diva. And you can either go out on your back or on your feet.
Well, you're certainly the expert at being on your back.
At least when I'm on my back, I can get up.
Place your bets, people. My mind is on Daisy. She's old and frail, but she's treacherous.
You're about to witness the death of the world's most untalented tabloid queen.
Wait, hold on. Now, okay, that's enough. Enough is enough. All right, that's enough.
Then when I'm dead, I guess I'll know how your career feels.
Oh, I will kill her, right?
Hey, cut it out. You two are acting like kids.
Hey, I take offense to that. I'm a kid, and I don't act like that.
Okay, sweetheart, why don't we let the grown-ups deal with this and go outside?
Okay, you look, ladies, we have a real problem here. Rihanna is missing. Okay, now you both have to live together, so figure out how to get along.
I'm so sorry. It must be the Georgia heat. I was acting crazy. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry too. Do you forgive me? Oh, honey.
Ow! I caught on my ring.
By the way, I was kidding about the Warner Brothers thing. It was Paramount.
Bitch!
Oh, wait, I bet I've almost won an Academy Award once. They mentioned my name.
It is crazy in there.
It's pretty nice. I think there's something wrong with those people, though. Very nice.
Rihanna, where have you been?
I slept out here last night.
Everyone's been very worried about you.
What's going on in there?
You're missing it. You're missing it.
The old lady, she's in there. And she's choking out the young rich chick.
Yeah. Rihanna, you can't keep doing this. We've all been very worried about you.
Sorry.
Well, sorry is not good enough, Rihanna. Okay, I have run out of places to put you in, and you are putting your brother in jeopardy.
Look. I'ma do me. You just take
care. No, wait.
I am not finished.
Could I have a word with Rihanna alone?
Sure. Come on.
Have a seat.
I don't think I...
Please. You know, when I was growing up in Alabama, I had a friend who was just like you.
You did?
She was very, very pretty and smart, too. Got skipped 2 grades. But when she turned 15, she thought she knew more than her parents. So she just ran off. She thought she was grown. She wanted to be on her own. First person she runs into is a pimp. It took her 18 years to get from under him. 18 years. Listen. You only have a few choices in life. Those people in there, they love you. They care about you, Brianna.
No, they don't. They don't know me.
But you don't give them any chances either. Those streets will eat you up, baby. They will eat you up.
Are you done? Can I go now? Miss
Edna, what happened to your friend?
She ended up being a very beautiful, fabulous 40-year-old woman.
Forty.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.